You don't know what a pull tab is?
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Never been to like a fair or whatever where you go up and you get the thing? They're like a dollar maybe,
okay,
or maybe they're like a quarter, I don't know. But so they have like five little, it's in the shape of like almost like a cell phone shape, right? And it has five little perforated windows,
okay,
you know, like on an advent calendar, yeah, or one of those things,
that. Yeah,
so you pull one and all you right. have like a lemon and a seven and a flag or
it's
something.
like a slot machine.
It's like a paper slot machine,
okay,
and then you pull another one and you're like, oh, two lemons and one cherry, and you just keep going and you try to get three in a row or some combination of them.
What do you
well,
win?
It depends. Sometimes you win money, sometimes
from
you win
who?
Free pull tabs from the pull tab
purveyor
booth. The pull tab tabist,
the pull tab, the pull purveyor tabist. Of pull tabs,
him,
do they her. Only have pull tabs
usually?
Is this like a booth? This is like
yeah,
a booth?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes they could be selling them. There could be a dude with a belt.
There's some dude.
He's got pouches.
Has he also got a coin and dispenser?
No. Because these are all, this is all bills. All bills, man. Dealing cash. Cold, hard cash. No right. change. No change. But it's usually a really ratty vest
okay.
with pouches. And he pulls
walks
out a lot of singles. And he's like, how many? How yeah. many you want? And then you
I
give
want
him
one.
Like, $5 and he gives you five.
No, I just want one pull tab.
Oh, all right. That's $1.
And I give it to him.
All right, pull tabs. He doesn't say pull
well,
tabs.
Well, does he
I don't
leave
know what they
call them. At that point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What
you,
if I win? I got to
well,
find
you,
him
you
again.
You got to find him again. It's all Ugh. On you. This man's moving.
Yeah.
He's
on
got
the move.
A lot of festival area to cover. And he's not moving quickly. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is the last episode of the summer series.
Sure is. It's fitting since it's sort of time to be the last week of summer.
We're in the last. Is it the last week of summer?
It's the home stretch. Not officially. Now, we went over this in the beginning
I know.
Of summer.
Officially,
that,
summer will end in September.
Right.
Like the tail
well,
end of September.
And, I mean, unofficially, I think it ends in September, too.
What?
Arguably.
Yeah.
What? Over Labor Day weekend, which is always
oh,
in
okay.
September.
Right. But.
Mm-hmm.
It ends much later than you would think.
Does your familiarity with calendars match your familiarity with pull tabs?
No. But listen to me. I think your familiarity with calendars may equal at inverse rate your familiarity with pull tabs. Because the calendar states that like September 20 something is the end of summer.
Right. The solstice, the equinox.
Yeah.
The equistus.
The equistus.
Solsquinox.
Wait, is that when we change the clocks?
That comes later. That's daylight savings time. That's
Ooh,
the end of October.
That's
now.
The good one, too.
Yeah, because you fall back, oh, get an extra hour.
Yes.
Sometimes it coincides like around Halloween, which is awesome because
it's
like an extra hour of October.
It's a scary hour.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
we can't talk about that now.
We should make October awesome scary month.
I love awesome
See,
scary
this...
month.
This is maybe not the right mood to be talking about
Hang
the
on.
End of summer because I'm
we're
like,
too...
yeah,
well, we're
get
too...
out of here, summer.
We're too excited about fall, but.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about carnivals and festivals and the like, right?
Yeah, we're going to give summer a proper send-off. We're gonna celebrate it
by celebrating.
Throwing a carnival for it.
Yeah.
A fair, a festival, a state
the carnival.
State fair.
The carnival is a adventurous, potentially adventurous event, right? Because...
Sure.
For a number of reasons, there are rides a lot of the time.
If it's
games.
Worth its salt.
Yeah. Games.
Games. Midway games.
Sometimes you'll have musical events.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Hoedowns.
Hoedowns. the barn raisings.
I don't think that actually happens.
Do they do square dancing at?
Yeah, like, why not?
Fairs, and sure. Festivals? Okay.
Swing your partner around and around.
Mm-hmm. Allemand left. What the hell does that mean?
What did you say?
Allemand. Allemand left.
Oh, that's a Allemand, that's a right. Movement.
I know, but what does that word
no,
mean?
No, I don't know.
Allemand.
Allemand.
Look that up.
Well, I'm going to try Allemand more often in my life. So.
Just Allemand him.
Yeah,
it's
can
fine.
You just Allemand out of here? You also, the thing about the carnival that is adventurous is that it's a sometimes moving operation, right? Like, it'll come into your town, set up. Maybe not so much these days, you know? The traveling carnival, the traveling sideshow, whatever, maybe doesn't even exist anymore around here, but it did. I mean, those things used to travel.
I think they still do.
Do they?
I think they travel on different lines. Like, I think they used to literally, you know, jump on a train and go from town to town.
Or
and...
they would travel themselves. I mean, they had cars.
Caravan,
yeah.
Yeah. But I think they still do that.
Yeah.
But I think they do it on, like, a circuit now. And I think they have sort of, like, a schedule.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas in the really early days...
I get you. They just could set up anywhere.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Just find a field and be like, here we are.
There's a carnival outside your town.
I think a lot of them, too, would actually... It was sort of like living paycheck to paycheck where, you know, they would
stay
in a
to
town
make money.
Until they had enough money to move to the next town. Yeah.
That reminds me of the show Carnival.
Oh, man.
Which is an exceptional show, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's great. It's unfortunate that I think it was compromised.
Oh, it ended shortly.
Yes.
I mean, it ended
prematurely.
Before. Prematurely was the right word.
Yeah.
Compromised?
Yeah, meaning that, like, you could argue that they told the whole story that they needed to tell.
Yeah.
But it definitely...
There is more.
It does not feel complete, even though it does have a beginning and an end.
The creator, what's his name? Something Knopf?
Maybe.
Charles Knopf?
Mark Knopf? Mark Knopf sounds like a good name.
He has stated that...
It's a good creative name.
He has stated, well, it's like Alfred J. Knopf or whatever, the publisher.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not that guy.
No, it's like his stepson.
Is it?
No.
The creator of Carnival has stated that the first two seasons were a chapter and that there was supposed to be two more chapters, each two seasons long, and that it would the series would end with the atomic bomb happening, and that would be the end of magic. Like, the his story was the lead up to the death of magic in the world, and that it also followed or charted the existence of what were called avatars, which some of the characters in the show are, and that their abilities are passed on to their children, and that the show would feature the final avatar, which is also heralds the end of magic in the world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot actually out there about that show, that the creator went on, so sort of talked about was going to happen and stuff like that. He doesn't give a lot of specifics, but, Charles Knopf,
maybe
is his name. And it's fascinating. And it really upset me that that's not going to get told. That story won't get told.
Yeah, I remember being really miffed about that, only because like Carnival was going off the air.
Yeah,
but the Sopranos were staying on.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, who watches the goddamn Sopranos? You know?
Yeah.
But apparently,
but Carnival
did.
Will give you, I think, I would assume, an accurate glimpse into what carnival life was like.
Yeah.
In the 1920s and 30s,
they definitely seem to have done their research.
Yeah,
you know.
So you had this traveling group of people who would, like you said, find an open field next to a town and stay there until they made enough money to go on. But the problem here, and I don't know, maybe this is hearsay, but this is what I've learned, or not learned, this is what I've heard, is that these carnivals, today as well, in modern times, are not beholden to the regulatory and... safety
sort of restrictions or inspections that a permanent installation would be beholden to.
That's right. And because they're temporary.
Yeah, and also because they don't, you know, every state has its own guidelines, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it's something, it's kind of weird because that is still something that's regulated at the state level.
Yeah.
So some the standards differ from place to place.
That's the danger you face.
They don't necessarily have to adhere to those. I mean, I think that they arguably they do,
yeah,
because they want to make money. Yeah. And the safer you feel, the more likely you're going to go there and spend
money.
You would
stop going to carnivals if there were a lot of deaths.
It doesn't help their case if the Gravitron blows up.
Right.
I mean, it sounds cool to
us. To see it.
Yeah.
To see it would be impressive.
Well, yeah. It
which
probably
one's the
would
Gravitron?
Be. That's the one that's like the UFO, and it gives you like these intense G's.
It pushes you against the back of it,
yeah,
and then like you don't fall down.
No, yeah, and then it raises up so that it's like horizontal or vertical. And
yeah, imagine spins. People just flying out of that thing.
Yeah, well, they have actually. That's there horrifying. Have been incidents where the Gravitron like flew off its
arm. Oh my
its
god,
arm,
that's
which was always
horrifying.
Like a joke, you know, when yeah. I was a kid. It was like, man, what happens if the Gravitron takes flight? And then it actually did. I mean, it didn't really take flight. It just sort of like, it probably just collapsed.
Oh
you know,
my
it probably
god.
Just like
yeah.
got loose and then went poosh, yeah, straight down. Fell down. But,
ooh.
But this, that, I mean, that's, again, that's the nature of that industry.
You take really. That chance.
There's always a chance. I mean, you take statistically, you are probably taking a greater chance driving in a car.
Oh yeah,
just given how many other cars there
well,
are on
the
road,
frequency and, with which you get in a car versus
right,
go to
right.
a carnival. Car,
you're only
carnival?
On the roundup once a year, maybe
I don't think
or
that,
something.
I don't think that's a coincidence. Car carnival, a carnival. Think about it. There's a big link there. We're all missing. We're all ignoring it.
You just discovered the secret of magic.
I know.
It's back.
It came back.
It's in your car.
The different rides.
Christine.
What are the rides you can go on? There's the Gravitron, as you said.
Right, sure.
Salt and Pepper Shaker. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, those were, they were literally like, almost like a bowling pin with little cabins at the top.
Mm.
And they would rotate in alternating
yeah.
directions.
Yeah, there were two of them.
Right. And you're
two
in a cage,
arms, basically,
on the,
yeah,
on the top
cage at
the
end
bottom.
Of each arm,
right?
And then they start down, right?
Yeah, they're by the ground,
yeah,
by the load area.
If you want to experience this visually for yourself, take your arms and put them on the counter or a table in front of you, and put one forward and lay it down, or put your elbows
right.
on the counter with your fists facing up. And then you're going to take your right hand.
Like you're
going
to punch Drew right now.
Like a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Right.
Then you're going to take your right hand and pivot it down so it lays in front of you on the counter.
Right.
And then you're going to move your left hand as far back as you can the opposite
right.
way.
Now you're going to look awkward to
yeah.
everybody who is
but
around
gonna,
you.
What you're about
and you're just
going
to have to, if somebody's looking at you right now, just go salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah. What you're about to do that. Is simulate the salt and pepper shaker ride at a carnival. Now move your right hand toward you and move your left hand away from you so that they go in opposite directions.
They pass,
yeah.
Right.
And just keep doing that back and forth. And that is the
but
motion.
But imagine it going in a full 360
yeah.
degree.
And does the cage spin?
Turn. No. That's a different one.
That's a different one.
There was like the zipper, which was that was you were in a cage,
yeah,
and it was just a straight up and down like one beam,
but it was on an axle.
But it would come up the one side and then go over the top,
yeah.
and then go down the other side.
All right,
and as it did, your cage would
spin.
Yeah.
You have the one that I call Momo the Monster because that's what it was called at Six Flags.
Six Flags. This is the one that had the multi.
Looks like an octopus.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There are
little cars in them.
On the end.
I think I said in the theme park episode that I spent a lot of my life, my childhood, afraid of rides like this. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and carnivals were a little bit easier for me because it was mainly roller coasters that frightened me. Mm-hmm. But I got on one of those octopus-like rides at one point as a youth, and I was scared out of my mind. And then years later, I tried the one at Six Flags and loved it.
And you were like, I wish I could get my
yeah.
childhood back.
and now they got rid of that ride at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And so I loved that ride too late. because it was gone soon after I discovered my love for it. And, you know, I don't see them at carnivals as much anymore.
They're not a staple in it's the hard. Way that the, like, the boat is.
The boat?
You know,
oh,
the
yeah,
boat.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Sometimes
the swing.
It's the buccaneer. It's a,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's the, what I've seen.
It just goes back and forth.
Pharaoh's journey or something like that.
It's not a really fun ride.
I like it.
Do you?
I like it.
What do you get out of it?
I don't know. It's just fun.
I mean, it's just one motion.
But you get that alternating the competition from either extreme end, where like when it pivots to one side, mm-hmm. and the very back of the car
is
goes
upright.
Up in the air,
yeah.
and they're all like, and then it pivots back the yeah. other way. It's a pendulum basically,
but what,
and it goes back the other way, and then the opposite end, it's their turn to scream.
What's the competition?
You're trying to scream louder.
Oh, is that
so
what
one
the guy's
end tries
saying?
To scream, and then it goes back, and then the other one screams louder, and then it
is
goes
this
back
what the guy on the intercom is saying?
Oh no, that's
scream.
That's
scream louder.
Now this side, right side, scream.
See if your left side can scream louder.
I've never heard a carny taunt on that ride, but it's the carny taunt is very much a staple of the one
carny
where,
taunt.
The one where it's like you're in a little
the
car.
The scrambler.
Not the scrambler. The scrambler is a great staple, though.
Also a carny taunt ride. But
do
go
you,
on.
Do you get taunted on that?
I've gotten taunted on
really?
That. Oh yeah.
I've never been carny.
But tell me about this other one.
Well, the other one, it's like it's I guess it's supposed to be like a toboggan ride or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no chute or anything, but you're in like a little capsule and you're on an arm that goes around a central thing.
Axis.
Spins, yeah. right? And as you go up and down on
yeah,
on
in a circle.
Right, in a circle, up and down, almost like you're on a jet
ski
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's there's a floor.
Right.
There's a solid floor. Like you walk into this thing, right? And
yeah.
there's sort of a wooden floor.
Yeah. Or that metal.
Yeah. And
metal.
It looks as though these things, these little pods, are sitting on the ground. Sort like, I guess what I'm trying to
we'll
make
put a
clear
picture in the show
is that.
Something.
There is no like arm that each thing is sitting on. There's the floor that they're all sitting on. The floor is like in waves.
Well, no, there are different ones. There's that one where it's actually on the ground.
Yeah.
But then there are other ones where there is an arm attached to the
okay.
side of it, and it's just hovering there above the floor.
Okay.
And but either way, the motion is still the same. You're going up and down
in
waves in a circle.
Yeah.
And they always play like the Black Crowes or Guns N' Roses. It's like they have this soundtrack that is like permanently fixed on 1988. It never gets past there.
See, I think of the movie The Sandlot because they
oh,
get on that ride
yeah.
while they've all just like drank a or
is that
or no
the
they're
ride?
They're
no,
all
that's a different ride. I
they're
think.
They've all just eaten tobacco for the first time. Tried chewing tobacco
yeah,
for the
yeah.
first time. And is this not the same ride? I mean, they get on the ride that goes in waves in
yeah,
a circle.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then they're playing Tequila.
Yeah. So you think of that when you go on that ride?
I think of that when that ride is brought up.
Hmm.
And then
I think
they all
of,
throw up.
And then you throw up?
They all throw up.
Yes, they throw up. Do you throw up?
I've never thrown up.
That's good.
On a ride.
Have you thrown up after a ride?
No, I've thrown up in my life.
This is good.
That's called the zipper?
No, the zipper's the one that goes up and down. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Cage.
What do you call this one?
I can't think. It's like called the rock and roller
yeah,
or the
wing-dinger.
The alpine spin
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah.
Well, then there's the scrambler. Oh, wait, there's a guy taunting you in this one.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, what's he saying?
So he's like, do you want me to make it faster? And everybody goes, yeah.
He can't make it faster though.
No, but
one speed.
You'll hear it go,
yeah,
like the gears or something.
No,
but it's not actually going.
It's
any
got
faster.
One speed,
right? Yeah, but then he's like, "Do you want to go faster?" And then you, yeah. And then you go, and then if it's like in later versions of it, I think this only happened to me once, but it can go backwards.
Whoa.
So then you speed
that's
backwards.
That's an innovation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the carnival circuit, they've got to keep.
They're like.
They've got to keep innovating.
They're at the carnival. The carnival creators meeting, right? Bi-yearly meeting.
Biannual. I'm picturing like the co-op from The Wire.
And they're like, we ain't making no more money. What are we going to do? And the guy's like,
make that Alpine thing go backwards.
Yeah, make it go backwards. No problem.
We've been working on this one since last season.
Let's make all the rides go backwards.
Nope. We gotta pace ourselves. Yeah. We gotta pace ourselves.
Start
otherwise,
with the Alpine one. Then we'll do the Scrambler. Then we'll do the Zipper. And then if we're lucky, we'll do the Gravitron. The Scrambler. Mm-hmm. The Scrambler is a favorite of mine. So simple, yet so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's the one where you've got, again, a lot of these sort of hinge on the idea of spinning in some form. This hit, it's sort of got a central point of spin, mm-hmm. right? This column. And then coming off of it are three arms, usually. Mm-hmm. And those three arms extend from the top of the column, and then they have, each arm has then an arm coming down that has mm-hmm. four little bucket ride things, like
buckets.
Seats.
Yeah, a bucket is a good, it's a good? Bucket seat. Yeah, that's good.
So and those seats are arrayed in a circle. So you have the main column in the middle, then you have the three arms coming off of it, and then at the end of those you have the four car kind of seats. So those spin on their own, right? Those four.
It's like a very elaborate mixer.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like
yeah,
you're
totally.
Making cupcakes
absolutely
for 1,000 people. Or
yeah.
Something.
Imagine yourself sitting on the end of one of those little cupcake things.
Yeah.
So that thing spins, and then the whole rig spins as well.
Right.
So you're spinning around your particular arm, but then you're also spinning around. It's like the earth and the sun, all right? The earth is spinning, all
right?
The earth is revolving, okay? It's also doing revolutions around the sun as it spins.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, two spins.
You're
two,
like a planet.
Two planes of spin.
Yeah, you're like a planet on your own little... Or even better than that, okay, here's the next step. You're a moon.
Right.
You're the moon of the planet.
Right.
And the planet is revolving around the sun.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. That's what it is.
That is what's happening.
Although,
if you are on the Scrambler, you are a moon.
If they wanted to make it truly like you're a moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the moon, or does the moon revolve?
Yeah.
On its own?
Well, ours doesn't, I don't think.
No.
I think ours is permanently, somehow, there was an asteroid or something that
Damn
did
it.
That. I can't remember exactly how it worked.
Just,
but yeah, because of
it.
Something, some gravitational thing,
no.
We're always looking at the same side of the moon.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
If they wanted to take the Scrambler up a notch, they would make those cars spin independent.
Oh, yeah. There probably is a version of the Scrambler that does that.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of the Momo the Monster is sort of like that. Those cars spin on their own as you spin.
Yeah. Actually, the Scrambler is sort of like an inversion of the octopus-style ride.
Whoa.
Because you're hanging up from above instead of being on a pedestal.
What about
below?
What about the tried and true carousel? Not the carousel, the
Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Which is a inverted carousel.
You could say that.
I mean, if you if you took a carousel,
like I've ever heard anybody,
turned it up on its side,
right,
and then made
took
the
out
horses.
All the horses.
No, just turn the horses at a 90-degree angle as well.
Yeah, but what Ferris wheel have you ever been on where you rode a horse?
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
It's a great idea.
But they're both circles.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's a great big wheel.
Yeah,
in the sky.
One lays parallel to the ground. One is perpendicular.
Right.
The Ferris wheel is a great ride.
It's classic and it endures, I think.
There's a cliche, a trope, an Americanism, perhaps, that I don't know if it's exclusive to American or Americana, because I don't know, they have carnivals and stuff in other countries, but the two lovers on a Ferris wheel, right, riding the Ferris wheel together, and they share a kiss or something like that.
Like a Hershey's kiss?
No, a real kiss on the lips.
No.
But you go on there with your, with the person that you're, you know, the person you're with, you like him or her.
Right.
You give him or her a kiss.
Well, you're on the
because you have some stolen moments.
You're stuck in the you're trapped with that person
invariably,
which is one of the great things about carnival rides, just in general.
You know, get stuck
for those shared moments. Yeah, I mean you're stuck there. You're trapped. Yeah. You can't get out. Not so much like, I mean, you're trapped in the Gravitron, but you can go anywhere you want to in the Gravitron.
You can't talk in the Gravitron.
Right. It's hard to have a private moment in the Gravitron. But yeah. I mean, I've had some great rides like that on the Scrambler,
too. I thought
you
were going to say that you had some great Gravitron conversations.
I've had some epic Gravitron discussions.
Some of your best conversations have happened while riding a
dissertations,
Gravitron.
Whole dissertations held on the Gravitron. No, I've had some great moments on the Scrambler, like with you know, a significant person trapped in the same bucket with you, you know. And the great thing about the Scrambler is
you're pressed. Yes.
You know, when you get to the end of that spin, it's like you just squish together. Yeah, you can't stop
this
yourself.
This is physics.
Right.
There's nothing to do with me.
Right.
So you can't get angry.
I'm sorry. I can't.
You can't get angry, right?
I'm sorry.
Over and over.
No, I really don't mean this.
You can't, and you're not allowed to get angry at me because I have no power here. I am powerless to the will of the force acting against me.
The Scrambler wants us to be together.
Look, I'm sorry. And if my lips happen to grace your cheek.
Yeah, it's
whilst
purely
sorry.
Purely the force of gravity.
And then you keep doing that on every ride.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry. The Ferris wheel's making me do this.
Yeah, you're on the carousel. it's only the horse.
Yeah.
It's the horse. The horse
First of all, one person to a horse, so get off of my horse, is what she's saying. I can't help it. It's what the carousel wants. No, but the Ferris wheel. You have so many halting moments.
Yeah, well, when they're unloading it, and you're up at the top, or somewhere up near the top.
And then they run it for a while.
Yeah.
And then they're unloading it.
Yeah.
So, like, you get these great moments where you're just stuck at the top, and you look out across the carnival, and you look over into the eyes of the person you're with, and just marvel. Marvel at the beauty of it all. Here we are.
How about this, huh?
Look at you and me. Oh, I can't help it. It's not moving. Well, you're moving me.
Oh.
I love you. That did it. That got her.
We'll be right back.
Well, speaking of taking someone that you like or perhaps have designs on to the carnival, the games are...
Oh, yeah, another staple.
You know, another classic trope of carnival-ness is to win your sweetheart a stuffed animal.
Or look lovably pathetic,
yeah.
failing miserably. And you're thinking to yourself, my God, it's just a balloon. How? I mean, I'm holding a dart, and the balloon is right there. There are 100 balloons on this board.
That's going to hit one of them.
How
damn it.
Hard can this be?
Really hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Or the ring toss, where you got to throw the rings and try to get it on the top of a milk bottle
from 1920. Don't bother with that one. That's
stupid. Yeah, well, I mean, all of them are designed to look
easy.
Yeah, or if not easy, to look doable, achievable.
But most are rigged.
Yeah, there's a trick to all of them.
Yeah.
And you have to know that trick.
There's the those furry headed guys that you throw a ball at them and they get knocked down.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole row of them. There's one, maybe I'm thinking of arcades with this one, but there's the teeth. It's like a smiling mouth, and you shoot little pellets at it.
Yeah,
but I think that's actually more of an arcade.
Yeah, but
You've got the water,
the water gun race where you're trying to blow up the balloon or get the thing to the top of the tower.
Yeah. You've got usually there's some form of basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the
more elaborate ones, especially at Six Flags type attractions, where you've got the bridge thing.
Oh,
the,
you climb
the rope
up
ladder thing that's suspended, and you try to climb it right up or whatever, and can ever do it.
I don't think I've ever. Oh, and then you have the famous test your strength, the hammer, right?
Yeah, where you hit the thing. And
never done one of those.
I've done a digital one, which I don't think really counts.
No, come on.
Because it could say whatever it wants. It could be you're this strong. And
yeah. Exactly.
It's totally lying.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never done a digital or analog.
Did you ever have a go-to game?
I consider those a complete rip-off, so.
Yeah, but you can get a little piece of glass, a little square piece of glass that has Pearl Jam on it or something. I mean, that's the only place you can get those, Drew. Where else are you going to get those? Maybe it's Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, gosh.
And she says, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I bet there were Ninja Turtle ones.
I don't want to, here's the thing is I just get my hopes up and would never get one.
You never won those?
No.
God, I would go home with 10 of them.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so they're little...
I mean, I understand what you're describing.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Have you ever seen, a poster thing?
I've seen posters before.
Where you,
before.
Throw a dart and... I'm familiar with a poster, thank you. No, they've got the interior wall of, a trailer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's decorated with posters.
Yeah.
And you throw a dart, and it hits a poster, and
you get that poster. I'm familiar with this.
So this is a similar concept.
Yeah.
The
dart will never stick in glass, first of all.
Well, you're not throwing it at the glass.
Okay.
Okay. But this is the same type of thing, where you'd have, a balloon or whatever, and you pop the balloon.
Yeah.
And it's, a red balloon. Okay, so you can choose from any of these little glass. I mean, they are little, just square. They're maybe about 5 inches by 5 inches square. And they've got, a picture of Bon Jovi.
Is it etched in?
No. And in fact, now I've heard they've even cheapened out. It used to be something that was screen painted on the glass.
Okay.
So it's a design that's painted on the glass. Now they've gotten to the point where it's just a clear pane of glass, and they've got a paper insert that's stuck inside of it. And you have, there's nowhere you can hang these things. They come in a cardstock frame that doesn't hold up. But, it's obliterated by the time you leave the carnival.
Wow.
But I love those
things.
I don't
even know about these.
Loved them when I was a kid.
You'll have to, find some examples.
I bet we can find them.
You can't win those games.
Yeah, it's... But it's I don't think the goal is necessarily winning.
Oh.
I mean, you're going there
you're
to
right.
play games... not intending to win them.
Yeah, yeah, I know? Guess you're right. There's also the one where you try to knock the milk bottles over with a baseball or something.
See, I don't even know if they do that one anymore.
Well, they used to.
I mean,
to.
It's a classic, but I feel like I don't see it anymore.
And there's also
anymore.
The you shoot the star out of the little target with the rifle, the pellet gun.
Yeah, the pellets. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that's possible. Shoot the star out. That star is huge. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You've piece never of done paper. That? It's what you have.
Maybe. You got to know how to do it, man. You just got to know. There's a strategy to it.
Whatever.
You just got to set it on fire, man. It's fine. Just throw a match at that thing. Hey, man, no star.
What's the food is like cotton candy.
Oh, it's great.
Popcorn.
The carnival fair circuit is like, it's like a test kitchen for death.
Well, okay. Awesome. There's the fair. I think the fair is different than the carnival, though.
Okay, I'll give you that. I think carnival is it's fairly
if
stable
I tell you
menu of items.
But if I tell you we're going to a carnival, you're expecting rides.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Games and rides.
Games
that's basically
rides
what the carnival
at
is
the very least.
Yeah.
If I tell you we're going to the fair, there's no guarantee that there will be rides there.
Right.
That
but there
may
might
just
be like
be
a combine derby.
Yeah, or what do they call it? Like a pig chase. What is that? Greased pig. When they try the face you just made is pretty incredible. You like receded into yourself with this face of disgust. No. You know, like they grease up a pig and like the kids run out and try to catch that thing.
I've never seen this, but admittedly, I'm more familiar with the carnival than the fair. But
the fair, the county
I can
fair.
Picture something like. I mean, they have a lot of animal type
animal
attractions.
Type stuff. You have
races or
competitions.
Yeah,
you have games. A lot of times, you'll have the same type of games at a fair that you will have at a carnival.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll just have booths of people selling stuff. You know, like.
Yeah.
Selling crafts, arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Food, and a lot of times some sort of musical act.
Yeah.
That's your usually what you get in a fair, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe even an auction, like a quilt auction or something
Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The competitions are usually, I think, what people go to fairs for. So you have. There's the animals like best cow, best pig.
This is the most awesome pig.
Yeah, this is the most awesome pig
this
in Missouri.
Goat.
We love this pig.
This is the most evil goat.
Yeah. Well, I wish they had something like that. That'd be great. They have best
an evil goat competition.
The most best and then most evil. This goat is really evil. Look at him. They base it all on how it looks.
Yeah.
Most evil pig.
That'd be a hard one to judge.
Or like you have the biggest pumpkin, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they have like a some of them have like a Miss blank competition.
Yeah.
Like
the Miss
Illinois.
Yeah, Miss Sedalia, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then she waves
or sometimes
in like
it's
a dress or something.
The alternative to that is at a state fair you'll have whoever the beauty pageant winner for the state
right as a representative
parade or something
and she'll
and here she is
something.
She's gonna eat the first corn cob
like
she's get to pin the blue ribbon on the winning sow, you know, whatever it may be. She's
you did a really great rural announcer voice. Yeah, right there.
She's afforded some kind of honor.
Pin the blue ribbon
come
on
down
the
and she's
golden
gonna
sow.
We got Miss Missouri coming to judge the pig chasing contest. Oh man. I'm gonna full transparency. I've never been to a state fair.
Neither have I.
But you hear about them.
Yeah,
I've been to a fair.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to like a regional fair.
Sure.
You know, particularly like around like the 4th of July.
Yeah.
They'll have like
the
a 4th of July fair.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the same stuff on a smaller scale than
you've
the state fair.
You've also got the baked goods competition. So best pie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Best cake. I don't know if they do cake.
I'm sure they do. Maybe cake walks. Have you ever done a cake walk?
I've heard of these.
It's great. You just walk in this pathetic circle, and then occasionally you win a cake.
What?
It's very low impact, yeah. low risk,
high reward.
The reward it yields is great. Yeah, because I mean, and plus you're like, well, I'm not going to carry this cake home, you know?
Right. You better eat it right there.
Eat the hell out of that thing, and then you just, you know.
There might be a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
Right. Or
that's very likely.
A rib.
Or like a rib off.
Rib off.
Rib off. Oh, we didn't talk about the fried phenomenon.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it seems to be what has the fairgrounds have become testing grounds for frying. Anything.
Yeah.
And everything.
Like children.
Yeah, kids. Put a kid in the fryer. See how it tastes.
Cut off a kid's finger and throw it in a deep fryer.
Ow.
It's incredible.
Don't worry, Timmy. It's going to taste great.
Yeah. Quit your whining. Yeah. You're about to have one exquisite fried finger.
Were you telling me, I think more than one person has told me in the past few weeks about fried butter.
Yeah. We talked about this, I think, where you just...
You are not the only person who has talked to me about this either.
And the funny thing is, like, fried butter has been around for at least a couple years
a
now.
A stick of butter.
As a thing. I don't know if it's a full stick, but it's like a piece of a stick of butter.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Maybe Brett was telling me about this, but...
It's true.
They batter up butter and they fry it, flash fry it.
Yeah.
And so, like, my assumption initially was, like, okay, maybe it's not so bad because the butter melts, and basically you're eating buttered batter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But from what I'm told, the butter doesn't melt because it's fried so fast that the batter, you know, fries, and then what you're eating is butter.
Oh, no, it's supposed to melt. If it's done well, I've never had it, but my understanding is if it's done well, you basically, it's like... It's like having a batter biscuit that's pre-buttered.
Now that makes a little more sense.
You know, it's like if you were eating
like
a
fried butter.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
No, it's not because the butter is no longer like you can't say it's fried butter because it's just melted butter on fry bread, on fry breading, on batter. You know,
but it's inside the batter.
Let me
propose it's
this.
As though
but
you
no, no,
it's
no,
as
no.
though you had a biscuit.
Yeah.
And that
and
they,
you put butter in it and it melted.
Right. So what you're proposing that we call it is pre-buttered fry batter.
What I'm proposing we call it is buttered fry batter.
Buttered fry batter.
Yeah. Cuz that's all it is. It is no different than if you had just fried that batter on its own and then buttered it.
Okay.
Right.
So a funnel cake shouldn't be called a funnel cake. It should be called stringy fry batter with powdered sugar.
Because a funnel is often implemented in the cooking of the cake. The funnel is what allows you to make those stringy shapes.
All right.
That is how you dispense it into the fry, the oil.
Okay, okay. So let's go with a different route here. Let's take a fried candy bar.
Yeah.
So you're saying that shouldn't be called a fried candy bar. It should be a candy fry batter.
No, because the candy bar is intact when it is removed from the oil. Now you have a candy bar, right?
Yeah.
You bite into that thing. You can see, like, the candy bar is as it was. The surroundings may be a little melty. But the inside is intact, maybe heated, but you can
it's
still...
It's melty, too.
But it's melty, but it is...
Just like the butter.
No.
Like the butter.
I would allow to call it fried butter if the butter was intact when it came out. If you bit into that thing and it was like biting into a warm stick of butter...
That's what it is like biting
into. But it's
into.
Not. It's melted. You're telling me it's melted.
It's not completely melted.
Oh, now the story's
it's
changing.
It's goo. It's butter goo.
That's disgusting. No, it's worse. Swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen. Most folks don't, cause they're too busy bitching. Swinging in there, cause you want.
I think they have food eating competitions at these, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Pie eating contests.
Yeah, and like in Stand By Me.
Yeah, exactly. You can't talk about pie eating contests without referencing that scene in the movie. That story has such a weird vibe to it, in my opinion. Like the way it's told, the way it's set up, the way it's shot, and the way it's narrated, all of it creeped me out when I watched it. Just like, oh, something's off, you know? Not in a bad way. I just mean like, I think it was very effective in that way that it wasn't like a fun story, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's something sad about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Are there famous movie carnival and fair situations? I mean, I think of Shaun of the Dead. Hot Fuzz has a fair scene in it.
There's a scene
funny.
In
fact, sorry if I can interrupt you.
Go.
Hot Fuzz is a really cool thing with their fair scene where they essentially describe what is going to happen in the finale of the movie.
Oh.
Where they're with the two main characters, which are cops, walk up to this booth where you have to shoot these little figures down with a pellet gun. And the guy describing it says, like, just says, here's what you have to do, blah, 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 and you'll win this cuddly monkey. And the way he describes it basically is what happens at the end of the movie when he takes out the bad guys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you have another fair?
Other movies.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web, yeah. Wilbur is going to get killed or something?
Yeah,
he's being raised for slaughter.
Yeah, and then Charlotte's like, here, what's up? I'll help you out. And
yeah,
you know what that movie has that stays in my mind, really the only thing, is the Rats song about the smorgasbord at the fair. Like there's all this food at the fair when he goes to check it out.
Yeah, he thinks it's gonna be like, he thinks that there it's a feast for him. Right?
It is, and he eats. He partakes in this incredible song about smorgasbord, or something like that. And I didn't know what a smorgasbord was as a kid.
And that is educated how you learned.
Me. Yeah,
nice.
I was like, Mom, what's a smorgasbord?
It's when they take Wilbur to the fair. There is a. There's a great scene. The one that really sticks out is Strangers on a Train. At the very end of Strangers on a Train.
Spoiler alert?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I won't go through into the details. But there is the climax of the movie takes place
at a
carnival fair thing on a carousel.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And it's, you know.
It's good?
It's great. Oh. Yeah. Suspenseful. Overall, the movie's not as suspenseful as like Psycho or The Birds.
Is there any other examples of carnivals or festivals?
Big.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Big. Did we talk about Big?
No. Well, maybe. We talked about the keyboard scene.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Toy Stores episode. Yeah. But that's more of a permanent installation, right? Isn't it Coney Island that he goes to?
No. Because remember, he goes back there to try to find it, and it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Movie also speaks to the magic of a fair, of a festival, of a carnival. And there is a magic to it because it is there and it's gone, you know?
Yeah.
Suddenly there's this awesome, like, wonderland of games and rides and stuff, and then just a few days later, it's gone. But yeah, Big has that creepy fortune teller guy. Mm-hmm. I want to be big.
Zoltar.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, I want to be big.
Yeah. Kind of a stupid way to request what he wanted. I mean, he got it. It worked. But if you really wanted to be older, because that's what he wanted, right?
Right. You would say, I want to be older.
Yeah. Not, I want to be big, because... Yeah. Semantics being what they are, he might have just gotten bigger. Yeah, maybe he would have gotten obese.
Yeah,
perhaps he would have just grown into a giant.
Elephantitis.
Yeah,
yeah.
He really should have specified, like, I want to be like 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to be like Tom Hanks's age.
I want to be as old as that guy from Bosom Buddies.
Yeah,
but not how old he was on Bosom Buddies.
However
how
old
he is
now.
Now.
That's how old I want to be.
Have you ever read or seen the movie Something Wicked This Way Comes?
No.
That is all about a traveling carnival.
Oh.
Sideshow. Yeah.
I guess we didn't really talk about the sideshow aspect. No, which, you know, no longer is really...
Not, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it exists in some places.
I've been to a couple of them at circuses, not really at carnivals.
But not like... It's not really legit anymore. Like, these aren't... These are people who are... It used to be like physically deformed people,
right? Yeah. Well, I mean, it was probably a mix,
somewhat
of like
exploited.
Real,
yeah,
real, physically,
yeah,
different.
Sure.
Yeah, people, and then probably some people who are just sort of enhancing some sort of natural talent or whatever. But yeah, now it's mostly like, you know, it's like a dummy of a three-headed dog,
right?
And,
right.
You know, and they say like, this is the real body. We just stuffed it, and taxidermied it or whatever. That totally reminds me of another movie, Freaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Alex Winter.
God. Freaked.
Oh.
Which
that's
is different.
Also good.
Which is great.
That's
yeah.
also got
He directed that.
Great. Yeah.
Alex Winter, Bill from Bill and Ted directed that. That is a great movie. But I was thinking of Freaks, which was the guy that directed the original Dracula, Todd Browning, made this movie. It actually got him like blacklisted from Hollywood because it was so... He used actual like carnival performers.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of this.
And it's dark. It's super dark.
You would have a bearded lady.
Yeah.
That's your
I'm
most...
I'm the bearded lady. Is this Spaceballs? Yeah.
You would have maybe a lizard man.
Uh-huh. Tattooed dude.
Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Conjoined twins is probably the more PC term for that.
Yeah.
You have a tattooed man, or like the man who would drive nails into his tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire breathers.
Uh-huh. Sword swallowers.
Sure.
That's a great phrase.
Sword swallower. Yeah. Sword swallower. It's fun to say.
It's great fun to say.
You would also have like the bait and switch kind of things where, what I've heard, I can't remember what the attraction they touted as. I think they're just like, behind this tent flap is, you know, the most incredible thing you'll ever see in your life, and it only costs you a nickel to get in, you know, and you pay the nickel, and then they just shuffle you in and out of an empty tent. And then the idea is that you don't want to look like an idiot, so you tell all your friends, oh, it's so cool. I can't believe what I saw, you know. And because you want to get your friends to go through and also feel like idiots.
And then you can be like, you didn't see it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There's actually a sort of festival or, sorry, a fair/carnival-like scene in an episode of Firefly.
Huh.
And, they walk into a tent that's supposed to have the corpse of an alien in it, and there's no and they argue that it's a cow fetus, but that's just, it's upside down,
huh,
so no one can tell. It's actually a pretty funny scene. What about fireworks?
Yeah. That's usually the culmination of
the
fair,
ending
festival,
of the fair, carnival. The festival or the carnival.
I have this take it or leave it kind of thing with fireworks.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I take them or I leave them.
What do you mean by that?
It's completely circumstantial. Fireworks on their own.
If you're there when they're happening.
Fireworks.
It won't bring you there.
By themselves will not drive me there.
Sure.
And they can
Nor
be,
will they keep you there.
They can be the most elaborate.
Yeah.
Display ever, and I still will be more or less unfazed by them.
Yeah.
But if I'm already having a great time, you know,
sure.
If the night is going really awesome, they can be the perfect compliment for that.
That's
a nice way to
it's catharsis. It is the physical manifestation of catharsis in which you've spent perhaps a whole weekend at a carnival or a festival or a fair, right? You've been doing the rides and you've been playing the games and eating the food and you're having fun, and maybe you've had designs on a particular person, and perhaps you've finally realized that, you know, the dream of being with said person at the fair. And so there you are. It's the end of the night. It's the last night of the fair. They're going to be leaving. They're going to be breaking down the tents, you know, collapsing all of the rides and the booths. And the one final moment is everyone collected in one place watching things explode into color and sound in the sky, you know. And that is a very physical realization of that feeling of the thing is over, you know.
That's a badass description.
That's what it is. It's fireworks. Wow.
That's it. That's fireworks.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. I can't top that. Fireworks. That's just how
it's, you know, and I like you, like I am exactly the same as far as like fireworks won't bring me somewhere. Like I'm if someone touts fireworks to me, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you're there,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. Does the thing go backwards? Does a gravitron go backwards? Then I'll go.
Can you pull the fireworks out of the air?
Yeah. Well, tell me, after they explode, will they compress back into the firework and go down to the ground? Because if not, I got no interest in this.
2015.
Look,
let me tell you,
I'm a man of the future, and all things for me must go in reverse at some point. Does the butter unfry itself? Leave me out of it. I got no interest. No, but it is in the moment, you know, in the right circumstances. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
In the finale, you know, that's what you're really there for.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not there for the one thing going up and blowing and the next thing going up. Like, come on. It's all build up to that final.
Get to what I'm here for.
Yeah, that crescendo, right?
You want to like, be overwhelmed with sulfur and, fire.
You want it to be like, and I think the best finale is one where you're like, how has it not ended yet? You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it's just going on. You can't believe that they still have fireworks left.
Yeah.
I think those are the best fireworks finales.
Finale.
And now, wait, can I do that voice again? And now, Mrs. Sedalia, Missouri, will count down the final firework display of the night.
Would you count down? I was too cool to count down.
I vary. Sometimes I'll count down. Sometimes I have no stake in it, and so I won't. You know what? It's like, I guess I'm just very fair weather countdowner. If everyone's counting down, I'll jump in the mix. Uh-huh. But I don't want to be like one of five people counting down.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need fireworks on the show.
Yeah, how do we do that?
We need fireworks to end the summer series.
It's time to count down. Count down to the fireworks.
We're only two people. All right.
Two.
Ready? No.
One.
Start ten. Ready?
All right.
Ten, nine. Should what? I say that after the fireworks, we'll put this in the archive?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we're going to count down, launch those fireworks.
And while, as the fireworks go, we'll put this thing in. Put
summer in the archive.
We'll pull it back out.
Later.
Next year.
Yeah, when it's time.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ten. Come
nine.
On. You got to start on ten with me.
Sorry, all right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.